When I lived alone by myself, I used to, and I was an industrial worker, I used to live basically on potatoes, butter, and salt, and onions. And truthfully, I felt nourished by them.
Pulitzer Prize-winning poet Philip Levine.
I am about to read from his great book, Elemental Odes, Pablo Neruda's Ode to Salt, which I translated from the Spanish. Ode to Salt. In the salt mines, I saw the salt in this shaker. I know you won't believe me, but there it sings. The salt sings. The skin of the salt mines sings with a mouth choking on dirt. Alone, when I heard the voice of salt, I trembled. In the empty desert near Antofagasta, the whole salted plain shouts out in its cracked voice a pitiful song. Then, in its caverns, jewels of rock salt, a mountain of light buried under earth, transparent cathedral, crystal of the sea, oblivion of the waves. And now, on each table of the world, your agile essence, salt, spreading a vital luster on our food, preserver of the ancient stores in the holds of ships. You were the explorer of the seas, matter foretold in the secret, half-open trails of foam. Dust of water, the tongue receives through you a kiss from the marine night. Taste melds your oceanity into each rich morsel. And thus the least wave of the salt shaker teaches us not merely domestic purity, but also the essential flavor of the infinite.
American poet Philip Levine reading Pablo Neruda's Ode to Salt.